You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Tomorrow, the show will be live from Pupatella Pizza in Leesburg. Come on out for a Friday field trip. Grant and Danny on site. Should be good. We got a great guest lineup, including Pat Ford, who covers college football at a high level, one of the top writers in America. Joe Davis is on the call of Commanders Eagles for Fox with Greg Olson. He's stopping through at 4:30. And then Ani Colombi, the new general manager of the Nationals, the 31-year-old hotshot R&D executive coming over from the Phillies, has been announced as their GM. He'll actually officially have his first press conference tomorrow. He'll join us at 5 o'clock right here on G&D on The Fan. We're excited about that. Show's brought to you by the law firm, Condori & Murrah.
They asked the question, what are you doing to protect your family's assets? As the exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm of Condori & Murrah can help you draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
Let's get the latest on the Commanders as they get ready for their first and only Saturday game of the season. They are taking on the Eagles in Landover at Northwest Stadium on Saturday night. Ben Standing of Substack fame joins us now. Last Man Standing is where you can find him on Substack. Ben, thank you for a few minutes. I guess before we get to this game, I don't know that we've gotten your take on the shutdown of Jaden Daniels. We talked to you last week when it still didn't seem like they were going to do it, but they changed their mind. What did you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, I was on the side before the Minnesota game of saying that, yeah, look, there's five games to go. I think if he can play the majority of them, or if not all of them, I think that's a good value for, you know, getting him more work. And, you know, this season's obviously been a mess, so any kind of positive momentum would be a good thing. Or maybe not momentum, but just any positive signs would be good. Then he gets hurt. And at the point that he got hurt, it seemed to me, despite whatever Dan Quinn tells us, that everybody freaked out at that exact moment. The game fell apart when he throws the pick. He gets hurt, and they decide to not bring him back in, even though it's only, you know, the third quarter, et cetera. I think if the Seattle game never happens, then he had a similar, you know, level of injury in this Minnesota game. He keeps playing, and then he keeps playing after that, but. You know, apparently he's not cleared for contact, and they've decided the fact that they decided at the beginning of this week to rule him out rather than wait for the rest of the week to see if he does get cleared was them saying, okay, we've had enough. We're not gonna get screamed at and yelled at by everybody out there who's been yelling and screaming at us for playing him in the Seattle game. Maybe some people screaming about him playing in the Minnesota game. So we're gonna tap out and. I'm okay with it in the sense that, like, if he really isn't cleared for contact, you don't want him playing with anything, I don't, any kind of injury or discomfort. And if you only get down to like the two games left, you know, to me originally two games didn't really seem like that big of a deal. The risk wasn't worth the reward. So I'm fine with how they got here. It's been a frustrating, you know, every aspect of the season has been frustrating. And this last bit of Jaden play or not play is no exception.
Yeah, how real do you think this not cleared for contact thing is? In other words, like he wasn't cleared Monday or whatever the date was when they decided it. How long would that have lasted had this actually process played out where we were doing the dance we've done all season, Ben, which is maybe will, maybe won't?
Yeah, you know, I'd like to believe that whatever they're telling us about the medical side is relatively on the up and up. You know, I assume it is, so maybe that's being naive, but, you know, if that's the case, then I think you got to, you know, accept it for what it is. And when we talked to Jaden the other day, you know, he expressed his frustration about wanting to play and all that, but he also said, because I asked him, what happened from when Dan Quinn said you could have gone back in the Minnesota game to a couple of days later, you're out? He's like, you know, adrenaline is a hell of a drug. So it seemed to be his acknowledgement that, yeah, he was in some level of discomfort after the Vikings game. I don't see why he would be making anything up. So if that's the case and it lingers into this week, it is what it is. So, you know, like I said, I guess I'll buy what they're selling in terms of not being cleared. But like I said, I think the early decision to sit him for the rest of the year, to me, was like, we don't want to hear it might get better in a few days because we're ready to just call this now.
Ben Standig, Last Man Standig, is the Substack, covers the Commanders, does a great job at it. Joining us on Grant and Danny, Laremy Tunsil is out for Saturday night, but Quinn was very quick to point out they hope they have him back next week. Do you think he was kind of getting ahead of the idea that maybe they'd shut him down?
Yeah, I imagine so. I mean, I certainly asked the question the other day, you know, is there a world where you just decide, hey, Laremy Tunsil has been there, done that kind of guy? This is very, very different than a second-year quarterback. This guy's played in the league, you know, what, 10 years? He's been to the Pro Bowl a million times. He could justifiably be in the Pro Bowl again this year, and you know he's one of your core pieces going forward. So let him sit on top of the fact that it would mean Brandon Coleman would get the play. And, you know, they still believe that Brandon Coleman could be a piece. Dan Quinn even today said, hey, what he can do at left tackle, I think because of his size and ability, it will translate to what we think of him at guard. So that feels like another reason to do it, especially since Chris Paul is a free agent. And we don't know definitively he'll be back. So why not give Coleman some more work? But, you know, we'll see. I mean, in general, they want to play players, and players want to play. I think we all understand that. Broadly, the question is just simply, do they have, you know, when do they at some point start leaning more in towards future stuff? It hasn't happened yet, but this would be a good example as to where you could just kind of say, hey, Laremy, you know, it's been real. We'll catch you in this offseason. We're going to talk contract with you soon, but why don't you sit this one out? So that would be my thought, but, you know, I'm not a tough football player who wants to play football.
Ben Standig with us here on G&D. I was going to ask you about Tunsil contract. I've kind of moved into that frame. It seems like there's a desire for him to stay here. I know it's going to cost a pretty penny. I'm fine paying it, by the way. The franchise left tackles don't grow on trees. You got one, you don't let him go. That's kind of the typical run of things in the league. But just where's the temperature on that? Should the Terry situation inform as to maybe how the team is going to handle things here? Is that totally separate? Just kind of give me your 30,000-foot view.
Yeah, I mean, I think these things are separate. For one, Tunsil does not have an agent. He does it himself. So, you know, it's that direct conversation, and I don't know if that's always better or worse, because now you're having to, you know, there's no middleman. You're having to just, you know, be blunt, perhaps, with the player. But that said, you know, again, I'm not saying that this was what happened with Terry, but they inherited Terry, for even though he's a hell of a player. They traded for Tunsil. So I don't see how they're letting him walk out the door, knowing what they've given up. They're going to lose, you know, the second and fourth round pick this year they don't have because of that trade. I mean, he still has 1 year deal and those left. Let's be clear about that. But if they're talking about getting an extension for him, I feel like there's going to be more wiggle room on their end to get it done because of the fact that, you know, like I said, it was their choice. Also, you know, we can still debate where Terry ranks among the better receivers. Laramie Tunsil, I think, is pretty locked into, you know, somewhere pretty high in the top 10. And this year, you know, depending on what numbers you look at, you know, he's very good. He ranks, I think he was like tied for second among QB pressures allowed, according to PFF. He's only allowed 2 sacks and over 400 pass plays. You know, but he's been very good against the run. I don't always base anything off of a PFF grade, but they've got his run grade this year based on their numbers as the highest of his career. So, I think there's tons of reasons to keep him, not to mention, of course, he's there to help protect Jaden Daniels. So I think they get this done. What the number is, you know, I would just say look at the average of the top five and throw a dart somewhere in there.
Which is essentially bottom end of that is where he is now. So you don't think, because he's at like 25, and I think the top is close to 3 or 4 million more than that, you don't think he becomes the highest paid tackle as the most recent guy to put his hand out and gets like 29 a year?
Oh, no, he absolutely could be. I mean, it's all about, you know, as we know, how they structure the deal. And, they still have, you know, decent, you know, as we know, they've got a fair amount of cap space because they have so many guys who are free agents. But, hey, this is one of those guys you want to pay. So if it comes down to that, I don't know that that's going to be a problem here. Like I said, I think it's whether Tunsil is a top three tackle, top five, top whatever, he's somewhere in that range. And I think with Terry, again, right or wrong, I think it was at least some sort of debate over where he fit within the receivers and therefore how much he should get paid. I don't think that debate's going to happen here nearly as much, unless, you know, Tunsil is asking for the sun and the moon or, you know, what have you.
Ben Standing on G&D, what do you care about the rest of the way? We were asking callers earlier in the show, like, why do you watch still? Obviously, you need to, but from an interest standpoint, what do you care about?
Oh, boy. It's the question I've been asking myself the last couple of weeks, and I'm struggling with answering them. And I just wrote up on my site, Last Man Standing, and part of it was about the Tunsil situation and including like what we're discussing right now, you know, should he or shouldn't he play? Some of it was about Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt and Chris Rodriguez. Is this, both of them have had flash even in recent weeks. Is there enough there to think that these guys could be a legitimate combination, or is the fact that both of them are not exactly threatened in the passing, in all aspects of the passing game, does that automatically mean you got to go out and find some help? And then to get really just deep in the weeds over stuff that only I care about, I wrote up a section complaining about why on earth Chris Moore is still on this roster when Ja'Cory Jones had one catch in a game where he was the targeted receiver in that Miami game and caught the ball, or why is Sam Hartman still on this team other than being Jaden Daniels' guy if you're not going to use him at all, even as the backup in the last few games? Like, why not use him over Josh Johnson? And it's not even so much specifically those two things, because it's, I'm not going to say the world is going to change if those two scenarios went the way I think they should go. It's just a general principle of when you're out of it, you have the freedom to churn the bottom of that roster and the practice squad group, because you're not trying necessarily to find a guy to fill in. Most of this year they were like just keeping their head above water, trying to find anybody to help. Now you don't have that issue. Why not just go poach somebody off somebody's practice squad and take a look? I would rather that than have, it's not just Chris Moore, Robbie Chosen, River Craycraft, all these guys are over 30 and doubtful to be on the team next year. What are we doing here? Why do you need them now? So those are the types of things that I guess to me are of some interest. But yes, I'm scraping the bottom there if I'm getting down to complaining about Chris Moore and Sam Hartman.
And that's where we're at. I mean, this is the type of minutia that a disastrous season
week
gets
16,
you to,
buddy.
Right? Like, what's the deal with Kane Medrano? Like the 6th-round pick, I don't care. But it kind of illustrates the point, though. There's not a ton of layered talent. I know how we got here, and I didn't complain at the time. I asked a question or two, but didn't complain. This was win now. This was veteran. This is, damn the torpedoes. Now you're going, they don't have a lot of layered talent. It's like Jordan McGee, Johnny Newton, Ben Sinnott, a couple other young guys. It'd be nice to see them a little bit more, but there's not a huge list of those guys, Ben.
Yeah, I mean, that they are the oldest roster, I think, goes back to the inherited depth was lacking,
yeah.
And this was the quickest way to help shore things up. Then last year worked as well as it did, so they kind of went with the same formula even more so. the rub is that, okay, we at least have drafted, what, nine guys in 2024, five guys, is that right? I think last year. Okay, 14 guys. We know the quarterback looks good. Who else? It's hard to say that after, you know, the season essentially kind of over, that there's been a lot of other guys you would say are penciled into the starter. I think Trey Amos looked the part for the most part before his injury. You know, and we can, you know, squint and picture Mikey Sanders still, maybe he just lives outside, or that Johnny Newton can do a little bit more, or that Jalen Lane's speed translates more to, say, the slot receiver next year if Debo is gone. But we can't say much of that definitively right now based on what we've seen. So I think that's real the problem, because you're right. They don't have a ton of younger guys, but the ones they do just haven't done enough. And that's kind of why I go back to the running back situation. You know, again, I think we would all probably say reasonably that finding a legit three down back is ideal over what they have. But Chris Rodriguez, Corey Kroski Merritt, and let's say Jeremy McNichols or a different Jeremy McNichols type, maybe you go with that because you've got to have solved so many other problems that's at least enough interesting stuff there with the younger guys. Maybe lean into that because, like I said, you have all these other holes. But yeah, I mean, it's the draft class is that really is where I think so much of the conversation this offseason's got to be. What's going on with this group, and what does that say going forward about, you know, Adam Peters and who he's going to draft?
We'll let you out on this, but if you had to pick one, you know, gets ugly and they don't show up and get blown out this week, or they have a chance to win with 4 minutes to go, which are you picking?
I'll pick the latter, but it's not because I think Washington has suddenly found a formula and they're going to go nuts. I, you know, going way back to sometime around the Bears game in week six or seven, it's been for these guys to compete, the other team has to fall down. And the Eagles have been massively inconsistent. Yes, they're coming off a blowout against the Raiders, but, you know, even Washington blew out the Raiders this year. So, you know, the Eagles, if the Eagles that we've seen most of the season with their very inconsistent offense, excellent defense, inconsistent offense, and Washington could stay in this game, sure. But if the Eagles are all of a sudden, you know, Saquon's doing what he did last year to these guys, A.J. Brown is making plays down the field, you know, then it's a long day. So I'll just go with the Eagles have been up and down too much this year, so Washington still has a chance. I don't think they win. But, yeah, I think I guess that the fourth quarter at least has a chance to be interesting. But ultimately, I don't think, you know, I think Philly either wins or wins significantly if they legit show up from the start.
Ben, thank you as always, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Fellas, you rock. Thanks.
Be good. Check out Ben's Substack, Last Man Standing, for more Commanders coverage. The Thursday night game tonight is going to be fantastic. 11-3 LA Rams, 11-3 Seattle Seahawks. The winner with win number 12 takes the driver's seat, not just for the top spot in the NFC West, but for the number one seed in the conference. You've got a Rams team without Devontae Adams, which could sting, but they do have the number one offense in the NFL, 6.2 yards per play. They're number eight running the ball. They're number three passing the ball. And they're taking on a Seattle defense, Danny, that's one of the best in the sport. A blast to watch with how they operate up front in the front four. Number one defense in the league. Number two against the run. Number one against the pass.
Yeah, both these teams are splendid.
Give me good on good every single time.
Yeah, seriously. And it's not like contrasting styles either. I mean, they both kind of, you know, are okay sticking with the run for a little bit longer than maybe you'd think. And you know, it's working from under center. It's play action. It's, you know, shots to excellent receivers where you know where the ball's going if you play Seattle, Jackson Smith and Jigba. You know where the ball's going if you play the Rams, whoever their number one is. In this case, it's Pookie Nukes. Deal them up. You still can't stop, man. These guys are really good.
Seattle's a 1.5-point favorite at home. Short week, Thursday night football. I'm rolling with Seattle to cover and to win, to split their season series with the Rams. Who you picking?
Same here. It just feels like they split. It feels like one team shouldn't get the better of the other. They should play one more time, probably around the NFC Championship game.
Let's get you a Caps power play.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Maple Leafs in town, 15-12-5, to take on the 18-11-4 Capitals. The Caps have lost three straight. In fact, just one out of a possible 6 points over their last three. In their last home game, they went to overtime, lost in a shootout to the Hurricanes 3-2. Since then, losses of 5-1 and 5-0 in consecutive games against the Winnipeg Jets and Minnesota Wild on the road. They got to get back on the good foot against Toronto.
They might need to issue a little help or a subpoena a little help from Larry Izzo. Their special teams, talking about the Capitals, not very good. I believe they're 24th in power play goals and 25th, I think, in penalty kills at this point. They are really struggling in terms of special teams. They need to get that going. 5-on-5, they've been good all year long. Forget these last couple of games. But all year long, in general, they've skated well 5-on-5. They need special teams help.
It's sneaky. Jacob Chychrun on the power play with 4 goals is second on the team behind Tom Wilson. Ovi's only got 2 power play goals.
Yeah.
There's only 3 guys that have multiple PP goals for them. McMichael, Ethan Frank, Ryan Leonard have all scored with a man advantage as well. But for the season, talking about 13 power play goals for them, to your point. That is your Caps power play. You will hear from the voice of the Capitals, John Walton, in just a couple of minutes right here on The Fan. Remember, tomorrow we are live from Leesburg and Pupatella Pizza from 2 to 6:30, 4.5 hours of fun, pizza, football banter, and kicking it with listeners. So come on out 2 to 6:30 tomorrow, Leesburg's Pupatella Pizza location. Should be a great time. Joe Davis calling Commanders Eagles at 4:30. New Nats GM Ani Kalambi at 5 o'clock. Got to thank our producers, Vic, Toby, and Wes, who all did a great job drawing the coconut cake off sides.
So good. So good.
Go to @GrantHPaulson on Instagram to see who wore it best. For Danny, I'm Grant, saying so long. Danny, I'll see you in Leesburg tomorrow.
That's right, buddy. Pupatella tomorrow.
That jacket looks sharp. He's going to a holiday party.
Thank you, my friend. Not the Odyssey one, my wife's one.
No, but don't tell the Odyssey people that you chose that one over
there. I didn't choose. She did. Okay. Right? Ah, come on.
At least you can blame her. That's
true. Didn't hear that.
Get out of a little trouble.
Love you, hon.
2 o'clock tomorrow in Leesburg at Pupatella. See you then.
Thank you for coming.
This update is driven by Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. As they like to say, let's ride together. Commanders, Eagles injury report. For the Commanders, they'll be without Jaden Daniels, Laremy Tunsil, Eddie Goldman, and Colson Yankoff. For Philly, they'll be without Lane Johnson and Jalen Carter. The Bears have ruled out wide receivers Roma Dunze and Luther Burden for Saturday's game against the Packers. Tonight, Thursday Night Football, Rams and Seahawks at 8:15. Can hear it over on the Team 980. Devontae Adams, doubtful with a hamstring injury. NBA, Wizards and Spurs tonight in San Antonio, 8 o'clock tip-off on Bloomberg 99.1. Caps looking to snap a 3-game losing streak. They'll take on the Maple Leafs at Capital One Arena, 7 p.m. puck drop right here on The Fan. Oarsman Fairfax Toyota keeps their customers happy by offering great deals in the area's best selection of new Toyotas, each backed by the Oarsman Lifetime Edge, featuring up to $1,500 in extras. As they like to say at Oarsman Fairfax Toyota, let's ride together. From the Crop Medcalf 5-Star Sports Desk, I'm Toby Altizer on The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.